Oracle, meet Java.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Tech giant Oracle said this morning it's buying server and software maker Sun Microsystems, just days after IBM walked away from the same deal. It's a $7.4 billion acquisition. Kara Swisher writes for the Dow Jones tech blog All Things Digital. Kara, Oracle CEO Larry Ellison says this deal transforms the IT industry. How true is that?
Well, it's Larry Ellison talking, so it's not exactly true. So he tends to overemphasize things, but it's still an important, iconic purchase of a famous name that used to matter quite a great deal in Silicon Valley, which is Sun, and now it's going to Oracle instead of IBM.
IBM, of course, just walked away from this deal. Why does it make more sense for Oracle?
Well, it's an interesting purchase for them, certainly, and they do like to buy things. They're a company that is very interested in acquisition, and there's some great products there. IBM didn't want to pay more money. They didn't want to guarantee an antitrust, what would happen in an antitrust review. That's a concern for a lot of Silicon Valley companies.
So what does this deal tell us about the IT industry, if much of anything?
I don't think it says a whole lot. It's great for the maybe the IPO market, the mergers and acquisitions market. Maybe you'll see a lot more of these happening in the tech industry. This thing tends to follow itself. People start to pick up their heads and say, well, maybe the economy's not so bad, and there's some things worth buying. And a lot of these tech companies are relatively healthy compared to banks and everything else. The tech industry is incredibly healthy. And they have a lot of cash. A lot of these companies, Cisco, Microsoft, even Yahoo has a lot of cash. And so perhaps they'll start jumping into the M&A market, which is always a good thing for economic activity. At the same time, that means layoffs at a lot of these companies. I think Sun has 33,000 workers. Oracle has about 86,000. And so there's going to obviously be layoffs, and that's going to happen here, no question.
Kara Swisher of All Things Digital, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bank of America said this morning it turned a $4.2 billion profit in the first quarter. B of A is the latest big bank to issue soothing numbers, but how real are they? Here's Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite.
Bank of America's results include the results of Merrill Lynch, which it bought last year. Christopher Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics says Merrill's results have helped B of A post a profit. He says Merrill's one of a shrinking number of broker-dealers that's allowed to underwrite government debt, and there's been a lot of that going on lately.
All of the dealers in New York got a huge windfall in the first quarter because the government is now focusing more and more of its business on fewer dealers.
But he says, look at the bank's regular customers and its business seems a lot less secure. He says more and more usually reliable borrowers are falling behind on their loans. So he says any celebrations are decidedly premature.
You have analysts out with buy recommendations on some of these banks, and yet they're going into their worst loss experience in the next couple of quarters. So this is not the time to be buying the equity of these institutions right now.
Bank of America says it's put aside more than $13 billion to cover losses from deteriorating debt. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
That Oracle deal is lifting shares of Sun Microsystems. They're up 36%. Oracle, though, is down 2%, and Wall Street is not buying those Bank of America profits. Shares have dropped 15%. The Dow has sunk 215 points, back below 8,000, 7,915, down about 3%. NASDAQ at S&P 500 also off 3%. European shares down 3 to 4%. Asian markets were mixed.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
The White House is hoping a green energy economy will help the environment and the job market. Reporter Caitlin Carroll at the Marketplace Sustainability Desk shows us a Los Angeles program that's hoping for even more than that. It's a training program for solar panel installers.
Albert Ortega stands in front of a class of about 20 men and women. Ortega's a big guy with tattoos.
You see that little cloud that sits over LA? The fog, smog, all that stuff? That's air mass.
Like most of the students in the class, Ortega's an ex-gang member and convicted felon. He found out about solar panel work right after he finished serving time for selling drugs.
I had just got out of prison, and the guys at the reentry program, some of them were enrolled in the solar panel class. So I got kind of curious. I wanted to know what it was about.
The East Los Angeles Skills Center runs the class. Ex-gang members filter into the course through an organization called Homeboy Industries. It's the largest gang prevention program in the country. Ortega liked designing solar panel systems, and he saw it as a way to support his family and stay out of prison.
I wanted it better than I've ever wanted anything in my life before, you know?
On a weekday morning, the lobby of Homeboy Industries is packed with ex-gang members signing up for job training. The solar panel course is the newest offering, and it's full for the next few months.
Just tells you how eager people are, and they see the handwriting on the wall. They think this actually could be a career.
That's Father Greg Boyle. He founded Homeboy Industries a couple decades ago. Boyle says about 100 people have been trained and are looking for jobs, but competition is tough right now. The job market is full of experienced installers who don't have criminal records. Philippe Hartley is the general manager of solar company Fat Energy. He could have hired anyone, but chose to find workers at Homeboy Industries because of its mission.
We don't want people to think that you have to come out of MIT to be able to install solar power. A well-trained individual can make as good a worker as a lifelong electrician.
Installers can make more than $20 an hour, and the public sector is beginning to hire. The city of Los Angeles has plans to retrofit some school and city buildings. In the meantime, guys like Ortega continue to train others in the trade.
Father Greg's motto is jobs, not jail, you know? And that's one of the biggest things that we're going to be able to produce with the solar panel class.
So even if the solar jobs aren't there yet, he says the possibility creates a ray of hope. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And I'm Bill Radke, checking the Dow one more time. It has sunk 220 points this morning to 7,910. Thanks for tuning in. Have a terrific Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.